Now, back to the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show.
Free Beer, Hot Wings, Eric Zane, Joe and Steve, too. 1-800-947-3979. You can email idiots at freebeerandhotwings.com. Steve, question about two videos from yesterday.
Yes.
I bet you posted them. One would be the McDonald's fight because they had canceled breakfast.
That was posted a couple days ago.
Yeah. That involves, it's unbelievable, these two women on a rampage because McDonald's had stopped serving breakfast, as they're prone to do every day like they say they will.
Right. Wow. Yeah.
And at one point, she breaks a broom handle over some giant's head.
Yeah, I was waiting for someone to bring out a ladder and climb to the top of it and like
it did
drop off the top.
It looked like, you know, pro wrestling in a high school gymnasium kind of thing where, well, yeah, they're kind of pros. The other one is the argument over the parking space where that guy went crackers.
Yeah, that was also posted yesterday.
Yeah, he could have killed those people.
A little bit of an overreaction.
One more. The adorable otter pups.
Oh, I did not post that.
Right now, Joe sent that.
Priority number one.
It's such a cute video that Gawker broke down the 10 cutest moments. It's a countdown.
Yeah, they did.
Got
10 moments.
I watched the entire thing. It was
spectacular. Him swimming. It's an orphaned otter.
And then playing with his little soft feet.
Yep. And then, you know, he's not yet old enough to maul a grandma.
Exactly. So, they hold it like a baby and it falls asleep with its paws next to its face. Oh, my God.
That intro played of Joe, you heard something going on. And I think we need to mention that at least just a little bit for a minute or two about the awesomeness. That was such an incredible moment when Massive Mocha, if you've never heard this or seen what's happened, because we get new listeners all the time.
Right.
What you were hearing there was a very, very, very large woman.
Mm-hmm. 600.
Who is a fetish. She offers fetish services to people who like to be smothered.
Yep.
Yeah. And it was featured on like Maury, and she just sits on people. It's unbelievable. And she's from Chattanooga, and we made a trip to Nashville to visit our friends at the Buzz and do the show live at the Buzz Acoustic Den. And we called her up and had her meet us in Nashville, and we met her at the hotel.
We want you to squash Joe.
We got her a room, and we had her
sit on Joe. How much you want? $100? $150?
Yeah.
How much did we pay her? $1 a pound?
I think so.
I think we did, actually.
I think it was.
I think we gave her like $400 and then she said, oh, by the way, I need gas money.
Yeah, and so we bought her some gas money.
Worth it, though.
We treated her well and did exactly what she asked of us. And she did exactly what we asked of her. And then the awesomeness of flopping on you like that. And then the audience sensed that she was going back in for the second fall. And when they started to just cheer, it was incredible. That was one of the best moments in the history of doing this ever. Joe, what do you got over there?
I was just looking to see how much she asked for. If it was all, I ended up calling her. So
okay, but, yeah, she's terrific. Okay. I hope she's doing
wonderful.
Okay.
She was super nice.
Yeah, she was. She smelled very bad.
But yeah, there was some issues.
That is true.
And when we sensed that in the lobby, man, that was.
Remember, we kept getting closer to her,
and we were like, "Oh!"
Remember the Buzz Acoustic Den is outfitted with a bunch of couches, and so we were just going to have you
on
lay on a couch. And she said, "That'll break your back, honey."
Yeah, she goes.
And she was as serious as a heart attack.
She said, "No, you need to be on an actual mattress with a box spring or something like that."
They scrambled.
She had done it before. She'd done the couch to some poor guy.
Hurt people.
Broke his
hurt
back.
Yeah. So. Man, we got to get on the air in Chattanooga because that's a regular thing. Monday Mocha.
Steve?
Wasn't there some story about how the people at the Buzz got the mattress? Didn't they take it from some other, like some employee's house or something?
It was a
somebody that worked at the station?
It was Jeremy's
storage.
Yeah. Like friend of a friend. Hey, you need this? No. Okay, cool.
Okay, we need to.
It was Taylor Swift's. From her birdcage.
It was Taylor Swift's birdcage bed.
That was intense.
This story that you're about to hear is pretty odd. There's a reporter in Detroit who's pretty notorious, and in fact, we've probably played his stuff before. His name's Charlie LaDuff. BroBible.com referred to him as America's greatest reporter 3 years running.
He's just exasperated,
common sense.
Yep, and he wrote a very terrific book if you're ever into the workings of how business as usual in the city of Detroit. What a story behind that, as you can only imagine. He wrote a book called Detroit. It's terrific.
And
for office.